This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gholtz. Paul had a deep appreciation for all who were a part of his life and ministry. In Romans chapter 16, he lists some by name. One was Phoebe, whom he commended to the Roman church. She was a servant in the church in Cenchrea, a city near Corinth. He asked the church in Rome to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and to give her any help she may need. Then he gives his reason, "For she has been a great help to many people, including me." It doesn't say how she helped Paul, but whatever help she gave him left an indelible positive impression on him. He was grateful for her help, and his memory of it was recorded for posterity. Being identified as a servant, meaning deaconess, would suggest she likely was involved in providing food and lodging for him. Maybe she washed his clothes and repaired them. Later in Romans 16, verse 13, Paul refers to another woman, Rufus's mother, who has been a mother to me too. Like Phoebe, she likely provided food and lodging, but she added the additional touch of being like a mother. She probably was older than Phoebe. Maybe she reminded Paul of his own mother. She did leave in his memory the motherly touch of caring in a tender, loving way. Over the years, as I've traveled to many parts of the world, there have been those who played such a role of servanthood to me and those who traveled with me. They provided not only for my physical needs of food, clean clothes, and rest, but also a listening ear, fervent prayer, and encouragement. Like Paul, I'm grateful and remember them fondly.